Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Thursday, May 28th. Mixed overnight. We've got corn up a penny and a quarter in July at 321 and three quarters, up a half cent in December at 335, sitting just above the 20-day moving average there. If we can maintain closes above there, maybe we'll see the market move a bit higher. Funds are short 270,000 contracts. They have increased that position by about 100,000 contracts over the last month, and the markets have moved sideways to a bit higher, so not getting a lot of bang for those short trades there. And if we can move this above the 50-day average at 328 or so, maybe we see some short covering on that position. Taking a look at wheat, July finished up 2.5 cents at 507 in Chicago. Kansas City, July up 3.75 cents, 455.5. Drier outlook in the Southern Plains over the next 7 to 10 days, putting a little support under that Kansas City contract. You've got the fund short 15,000 contracts there. We are about a dime under the 20-day moving average, which comes in about 464. And in Chicago, funds are short just about 4,000 contracts. We have tested that 20-day moving average over the last couple days, haven't been able to move above it again. If we can get above that average, that might start some small short covering and get the ball rolling to the upside. In the soybean market, July finished down 2.5 cents at 846 and a quarter. November down 2.5 cents at 853. Haven't seen any action from the Chinese this week. Market, I think, a little disappointed there. Funds still holding a moderate long position, about 12,000 contracts. The balance sheet for the beans this year looks a bit better, so we will see how that goes. We've got the beans holding just above the 20-day moving average the last couple days, so maybe we get a little support out of that. Also helping a little bit across the board, especially in the wheat. You've got the dollar down 23 ticks at this point at 98.82, so it has moved below the 100-day moving average. It would be good to see it get below support at the 200-day moving average, which comes in at 98.40. Get some accelerated downward movement, and that dollar helps exports across the board. Crude oil down 23 ticks at 32.58 this morning. Stock market strong again, up over 200 points in pre-opening trade. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.